Hello, my lovely people. My name is PB Jane, and this is the podcast for and about people in their 20s that are trying to beat the algorithm of life. This summer, I found myself in a few situations where I opened up to people and it didn't feel right. It felt wrong. And for a while, I didn't understand why. I thought I was just being open and honest and authentic. But the more I look back on the situation, the more I realized that I was oversharing. I hated the feeling so much that I dived into learning what oversharing actually is, why we do it, and why we shouldn't. Okay, so what is oversharing? Oversharing is providing more personal information than absolutely necessary. Oversharing is when we say more than we should. When we have a relationship with someone, whether it's a family member, a friend, or a romantic relationship, there is a level of emotional intimacy, and that takes time to grow. But oversharing is when we cross that line. And I've realized that oversharing has become more popular and maybe even trendy. I think it has to do with the society we live in, like Gen Z's obsession to overshare, but also just because of the rise of social media, right? You scroll on TikTok and you'll find a bunch of videos of people oversharing every detail of their life. And I think we're starting to get used to receiving that much information and detail from someone's life because of social media. But anyways, I think the internet has made it kind of easy for us to maybe open up, at least for me. The internet has really made it easier for me to open up and share things that I've been going through. So I think that's why I'm also interested in like this whole topic of oversharing. But as I was reading articles about oversharing, there's one thing that kept coming up, and that was the difference between being authentic and oversharing. And it has everything to do with the intention behind it. There's an article that I read, and I will link it in the show notes, and it gave a few examples about when something is being authentic and when something is oversharing. Okay, example number one is a misguided attempt to gain sympathy. So if you experience something where you learned something, you made a mistake and you learned from it, and you want to share that with people because you hope that they won't make that mistake because you have and you've learned from it, and you want to share that knowledge with someone else. That's being authentic. Oversharing is when you share that information with someone purely because you want to gain pity. You want them to feel sorry for you, right? So you see how there is a difference in the intention behind sharing information. Okay, number two is an attempt to fast track a relationship. So when you make a new friend or you're working on a new relationship, it takes time to build that level of intimacy. And being authentic means that you respect that it takes time. You know, you respect the fact that building relationship and gaining trust from someone takes time. Oversharing is when you start blurring out information in the hopes that it will make someone trust you, or it will fast track that relationship and make it more meaningful and deeper just by doing that. I think those are really good examples of the difference between being authentic and oversharing, and how there's kind of a thin line between those two, but it's all about the intention behind it. Why are you sharing that information? Okay, but why do we overshare? Why do we still do it then, right? Number one, we mistake the level of emotional intimacy in a relationship. So we think we're there. We think we're at a certain level, but we're not. And this happens often in situations where someone is helping us with something, and there might be like trust involved in that. So people often compare this with going to the hair salon or going to your nail appointment, right? You're sitting there for half an hour, and the conversation's flowing. Okay, the conversation's flowing, you're trusting this person with your nails, your hair, and things just start slipping, you know, because, I don't know, there's something about that vibe, ladies, you know what I'm talking, there's something about that vibe when you're just vibing with someone, right, in that hair salon. It just makes you want to overshare, right? And it just, that's just the moment where we mistake the level of intimacy that we have with someone. It also happens in work situations where you spend so much time with someone that creates the illusion that we have that intimacy with that person, but we don't. We're just always working together. So we see each other often, but that doesn't directly mean that we have that level of intimacy. Okay, reason number two why we overshare is because there is something comforting about strangers, especially someone that you're never going to see again. You know, someone that enters our life for a second, maybe you're sitting next to them, I don't know, in the fucking subway, in the metro station, or in the train, and you guys start talking, and there's a big chance you're never going to see this person again, right? Like, if you tell something to this person, there's not really a consequence, like a social consequence, so it just makes it easier to overshare, you know, get their opinion on something. Like, and the third reason why I think we overshare, and this is something we already touched on, but it's the idea that oversharing will lead to speeding up a relationship and making it more intimate and deep and making the relationship better. And as someone that hates small talk, I think that I sometimes deal with this. Like, I am someone, I'm a Scorpio at heart. I like deep relationships. Like, give me all the deepness. Don't give me the how's the weather today talk. I want deepness and connection. And sometimes that craving or that longing to deep connection leads to oversharing. We think that being super open and telling someone about the things we're dealing with or the things we've gone through will lead to a deeper relationship with someone or a deeper connection, but that's not always the case, and we're gonna get into that. When I realized that I was oversharing, I thought, like, that is just so annoying for me. Like, that is so uncomfortable for me that I didn't even think about how the other person might feel, right? I think that we forget that oversharing is really uncomfortable for the receiver as well. Okay, so why? When you share something vulnerable with someone, they might feel pressured to do the same. They're like, oh shit, we're at this level. Someone just told me their biggest secret or something that's really meaningful and I don't know, hurting to them. Now I need to do the same. You know, I need to reach that level too. And that might be intimidating and uncomfortable for someone. Or the other person might feel like, out of nowhere, you're presenting them with this problem and they feel like pressured to solve it. That they feel like they're kind of unprepared. And it just kind of makes them feel uncomfortable, right? Another reason why we shouldn't overshare is because we don't know how the other person is going to respond. And their response might hurt us. I think that usually we overshare because we're in pain. Or we want comfort. We want someone to understand what we're going through. Or help us understand what we're going through. If it comes in the form of oversharing, people might misjudge us, right? Let's say you do it on TikTok, right? Like, let's say you're really going through something and you feel the need to make a TikTok video about it, right? Like, you're opening yourself up to other people's opinions. And I don't know if I fully agree to the idea that people should always voice their opinions on the internet, but big chance that it can happen. Even if our intention was to help someone with this information that we're putting out there, people still might be unkind. Because there are unkind people out there, right? Now that we're talking about, like, the internet and stuff, I think that another reason why we shouldn't overshare is, of course, the safety aspect of it, right? Like, if you're going to overshare on the internet, online, for everyone to see, there's also kind of this cyber safety, this online safety issue that can happen. There are, like, stalkers out there and, like, cyber threats and stuff, right? But even offline safety can be a thing when you overshare, okay? Because sometimes you're sharing information to someone that doesn't have your best interest in mind, and they can use that information that you're giving them against you. They can take advantage of you when you're being vulnerable to the wrong person. And that's the whole thing about oversharing, right? Oversharing is all about the timing, the person, maybe even the place we're doing it. Sharing information with the wrong person can lead them to taking advantage of us because they're not the right person to say this to. I feel like that's the whole meaning behind oversharing, but okay, if you know what I mean. I've been reflecting on, like, why I overshared. What's the reason why I was oversharing? And I think I was dealing with something that was just confusing to me. It was new to me. And I didn't feel like the people that I do trust and the people that I trust, like my friends and everything, I was afraid that they won't understand. So I went to other people that I didn't have that level of intimacy yet with, and hope, because I thought that they would understand. I thought that they would make me feel understood, make these feelings that I had, make me understand what I was feeling, basically. But instead, it ended up making me feel worse. It made me feel like something was wrong with me. It made me feel like what I was feeling wasn't right. I think it also came from a place that I sometimes wonder how much of a burden it is to my friends to present them with this new thing I'm dealing with, or like this thing I'm overthinking about or whatever. Like there's this scene in Sex and the City where Carrie is going through a breakup and she can't stop talking about it. And at some point it becomes a burden to her friends. Her friends are like, maybe you need to go to therapy. And Carrie says something in the lines of, but you guys are my therapists. And it's like, that's the whole point behind therapy, right? Like, you're paying someone to listen to you, and it's not a burden because it's their fucking job, right? And they're trained professionals and everything. But yeah, I sometimes wonder how much my friends can take and how much I should keep for myself and keep for my journal and how much I should actually share. Like I mentioned before about being a Scorpio and being someone that has longing to deep, meaningful relationships and deep, meaningful conversations. That's something I really value. And I used to think it was always like a beautiful thing. Like, wow, I wanting to have deep conversations is a beautiful thing, but not everyone wants that, right? And when do you cross a line? When does it become too much? I guess that's why journaling is so important, right? But sometimes you just want a response and you want to talk to a human and not to a fucking paper. Sometimes I crave that conversation and I want to know if someone has dealt with the same thing, or I want to know their opinion on something. And sometimes I don't, right? Like sometimes I just want someone to listen, you know, they don't need to say anything. And that's a beautiful thing about friendship. But the funny thing is that when it comes to sharing on the internet, I've rarely had the feeling that I've overshared. And I think that's maybe because, and people ask me this sometimes, like, don't you feel like you share too much on the internet? Like you share very deep personal things. And I think that's just because I put a lot of thought in my videos, or I've come to a place at least now where I put a lot of thought in my videos, and I think that because of that it doesn't feel like oversharing, because I think about it, and I think about what I should share and what I shouldn't. And usually the things I share on the internet are things that I've already kind of processed, right? Like it's maybe something I've experienced years ago, or it's something I experienced recently, but I gave it a place and I understand I understand why I feel a certain way. It comes from an authentic place. To come back to that difference between authenticity and oversharing, I share things online because I've learned something or I've realized something, and I hope that I can translate that lesson to someone else and to make someone else feel understood, or teach them what I've learned the hard way. I think moments that I have overshared were all offline, and they were all moments where I was still going through something and I was still trying to process something, and I was just going through the wrong person at the wrong time at the wrong place. But I think that learning about it, about what oversharing is and why it was such a bad feeling. You know, sometimes you have a gut feeling that you shouldn't have done something. And I think listening to that intuition, I'm happy I did. I'm happy I looked into it more because now I understand it more. And I hope that you did too. I hope you can take away something from this episode, a little shorter solo episode this week. I love you guys. It's really exciting to see the podcast grow slowly but surely. It makes me so happy, and it makes me so happy when people message me about the podcast, because especially on Spotify it's very like crickets because there is no like comment section. So I see the numbers go up of listeners, but I'm like, are those actually people, and did they like it? So sometimes I put a little poll that people interact with. I'm like, oh shit, like there's actually someone there. It's an actual human being. Thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you guys next week with another guest interview. Have a lovely week. Bye.